order. Move with order. Yo.
Y'all thought it was over.
Y'all thought you were safe.
Wait, safe.
Nobody's safe.
Shit, motherfucker. War never changes.
War never changes.
Scared?
You aware?
Don't be afraid.
Have you been listening?
Pay attention.
Nah, I don't think it's bad.
The presidency is rigged. Novus ordo seclorum. Welcome to the agenda of foolish Jews in the order. Elections has been selected. Acceptance seeking it clearer. The feeling of lost connections reveals the plight that we fear of. People across the nation, their hatred blinded, divided. With pockets of their resistance and silent as rides violent. Notice we are approaching the moments of no reliance. Each other's brothers see the alliances are defined. Yet here we are in darkness, disheartened but not compliant. The start of a war upon us beyond the wildest triumphs. Facing the lesson learned. Deserving, we're all to blame. The equal amount is certain. We watch it burn up in flames. Pardon me, I'm ashamed. How far we gone in this game? They playing us like a fiddle. They pedophile your brains, dismembering our remains. Lock us into a cage, left to live in the grave. Without trial, we die in vain. I'm exposed to you the secrecy. Read the lines from in between. Studied by my enemy, ready for when the beast unleashed. Bulletproof and armor ready. Armor steady, marching heavy arms. Take a mullet. Anyone who's ready for
retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war. War never changes. Calling to every warrior out there rallied beside me. The extermination beginning from global violent tyrants. Televised and a mindless indoctrination. Deceiving who a martyr, a false messiah. Complicating our reason to destroying systemic legions. Counter all their strategic. No retreat, never fear, no surrender. They can't defeat us. Persistent serving a mission that's leading us to salvation. Reprogramming the standard, achieving freedom without hatred. Before the cases of bullets litter the pavement and become stained in the blood of all these modern day patriots. No one will face this shit complacent or retain from it. The majority uneducated and ignorant of the days we're in. So here I came for you, inform you of what they may do. No Jesus come and pray for who the universe will play this through. No chase the fake parade they made for you. The only thing that's saving you is that these motherfuckers haven't came.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender. No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
No retreat, no fear,
no surrender.
Aim, war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat,
no surrender,
no retreat, no fear,
no surrender, no retreat, no fear.
We're gonna play that. We're gonna play that bass. We're gonna play that song tomorrow. We're gonna play the full song tomorrow. We're gonna clean it up. We don't want to give Mikey any unnecessary work because he's the real Mike. I'm the fake Mike. I'm the co-host of this lovely show. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. If you're just joining us, this has been a lively, awesome discussion. Anyways, we're going off script here. I took the teleprompter and I just kicked it down. I took the notes that they gave me and I ripped them up. And I'm hosting the show tonight for V while V is watching benevolently from his throne. We got Theo here, my godfather, the pimp, backing me up. We have a really dope guest who I just had the pleasure of meeting this evening, Meeps. We've been talking about a lot of stuff. That song is True Warface. Go check out TRU Warface on SoundCloud. Tell him good old fake Mike and the Red Pill sent you and go over there. And we were talking about a lot of things before the break with our guest Meeps. And he's going to play a song for us too before the show's out. So make sure you stay tuned. We got a full hour here and only one commercial break coming up. And before we get back into things, I do want to let you guys know this episode is brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That is TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com. You can find it on any browser. You can also find it on your cell phone. You can find it on your Android or Apple app. Download it. It's absolutely free. We do encourage donations. We're not like Mark Zuckerberg. And when I say we, I'm saying the users. I'm not a part of this. I don't have any financial stake. I didn't create this or have anything to do with this like our man V did. Because I'm just a Johnny come lately here, but I love the platform, and it's a free speech platform. We all know about the censorship of Facebook. I've been banned there. I've been in timeout on Twitter. I have my first YouTube channel banned. People have been begging for years about a brand new platform. And here it is, tlbtalk.com. Join up, send me a friend request, join our group chat, Red Pill Hardcore Radio. We got a group chat there. Send us an article. Maybe you want to be a guest. Maybe you got a story to tell. Maybe you're Slick Rick the Ruler. Who knows? You're Slick Rick the Ruler, Jordan Maxwell. Sign up. Or even if you're not, who cares? Let's sign up. And this is the cool thing about this platform that we're on, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio on republicbroadcasting.org, is this is literally one of the literal handful of places that there's actually true free speech. And so if you guys go to tlbtalk.com and republicbroadcasting.org, give $5. Give $10. Give $120, $1,000, $1 million, $1 trillion. I mean, Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, IKEA, BlackRock, Vanguard, they think nothing about giving all this money to our demise. I get it. Some people are broke. That's cool. But just support this because, I mean, pretty soon what's going to happen? When there's no Red Pill Hardcore and there's no TLB talk, then what? Are you going to go out and speak in public? Because you're not even speaking out online right now. You're going to go out in public? And what's going to happen? Are they going to arrest you? Like they do in Australia for taking a walk at the park? So we've seen some interesting stuff, and I want to get back to our guest, Meeps. This guy is super insightful, super well-spoken. I can't believe I didn't book you. I don't even know how you found out about us, how we connected in the first place, but I'm sure glad we did. We have this race. It seems like a race to the finish line. I think that's a good metaphor. I always try to come up with a good metaphor. This is kind of like a race for the finish line. Maybe it's not, but this is better than some of my other metaphors. Meeps, I see this as a race to the finish line, and the prize is freedom, and whoever wins gets freedom over one another. Either we get freedom over the tyrants, or tyrants get freedom over us. And I see we're waking up, accelerating at a great rate, but also they're pushing their tyranny like something we've never seen. I mean, if you would have told me, Meeps, facts about reality that are occurring right now, 3 years ago, I would have said you're a lunatic. But sure enough, we're here. What say you?
I feel like I'm living it, and it, for want of a better word, in spite of like my years of awareness between 2003 to the current time in 2021, I've been aware of what's coming down the pipeline because people like so many people have been reporting what's coming, whether it be the cashless society, whether it be the indoctrination within the school system, whatever the paradigm. I've been aware of what's coming down the line, and I've strongly believed that, but now I can actually see it happening with my own eyes on so many different levels, and those levels are so vast in my mind I can't even compute it, I can't even explain it, I can't even rationalize on it, but what I know is it's happening. Do you know, I was asking who created the outro before this segment started with the music that was playing. It reminded me of what I was hearing in the supermarkets during the lockdown in the UK. The messages coming over the tannoy system were Orwellian in nature. And I was like looking around me and I was looking at the people, and they were like deer in the headlights. They didn't have a clue what was going on. They were buying boxes of cornflakes instead of like boxes of like instead of packets of lentils and beans and pulses and oats and all the different things that they needed. And this hypnotic trance kind of statements were coming over the tannoys in all the shops. It was like, What it reminded me of what was from the film They Live, Obey. That's what I was hearing, as if to say, what I computed in my mind at that time was something that like dictated to my consciousness that we've been programming the nation of the people in the United Kingdom, by extension, every other place in the Western world and the Eastern world, by the way, because there's a connection. And this is your moment for our test on you to see in what direction you could go. And people were like deer in the headlights. They didn't have a clue what to do. I know I've gone off the beaten track there, but
I want you to continue off that beaten track. You were talking about the connection between the Western and the Eastern. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Do you know the mandate and the current rollout of vaccinations that's going on at the moment?
Have you guys, this is breaking news right here. I just got this from my teleprompter. This is just in my earpiece right now. There's a brand new mandate. Apparently, Michael is taking Barack out to see a play. You guys know how many times I'm going to use this video, this joke, until I get laughs. All right. Now, keep going. Sorry.
Do you know the question you was asking me? Like, what's the connection between the East and the West?
Yes, of course. That's the reason you're talking. Because you're the man. Yeah. Keep going. Yeah, what's the connection between the East and the West? It's not keep going. Sorry.
In my own limited way, I know the rollout is fake. I know the vaccinations are fake. They're designed to harm us. They're designed to switch the immune system off. And they're designed to switch the immune system off and only protect us with the current strain. The vaccines are full of something called graphene oxide. And a lot of other like harmful adjuvants, and so with me saying that, I realized that there's a conspiracy within the Western world. But when I see at exactly the same time every single country in the world following that exact same protocol, then I know they're all connected. It was to the letter, whether it was China, whether it was Persia, Iran, etc., whether it was Russia, whether it was Canada, whether it was England, whether it was France, Germany, Switzerland, the Netherlands, etc., they all like immediately, like something that had been rehearsed for a long time, suddenly went locked into that mode and immediately started pushing that on the people. And that couldn't happen by accident.
Let me ask you another question that I've been wanting to ask you, and I keep forgetting because I'm scatterbrained. You're bringing up Alex Jones, and this is like not just Alex Jones, but Alex Jones is like, well, let's just start like this. What's your take on Alex Jones?
Do you know when people who are inside the Matrix hear the word conspiracy theory, they automatically assume that there's a connection here with what I'm going to say. They automatically assume that you're like nut jobs, you have no credibility, you're crazy people. Well, I noticed inside the Matrix a long time ago, there was like over and over and over and over again, the term, I'm trying to remember, the controlled opposition that was being applied to Alex Jones, that was like over and over on like so many social media platforms, on all over YouTube, and all over like certain segments of the alternative media. But I was listening to Alex Jones at the time, and I thought, well, hang on, these things, you're calling him controlled opposition, but you're also like, for instance, they were saying he was pro-Israel, and I think, well, hang on, I've been listening to the Alex Jones every day from 2003 probably till 2009, 4 hours a day. And I'm thinking, I've heard him over and over again, like having a pop at Israel. So what I see is somebody controlling the narrative to condition people to automatically reject something related to truth. But I forgot the original thread that he was talking about.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. It's funny that you stopped in 2009 because I started in 2009. I listened to 2008, and I probably listened to every single one since to like like halfway through the pandemic, every single day, literally every single episode I watched. And I had to stop. I had to stop, and
it was too much.
Well, it wasn't that it was too much. But here's my thing, and this gets to a larger question, and it's not even just a question, but I'm just going to put a couple points out, and you take what you want. And I can't deny. I mean, here's the thing: nobody can deny. This is the way I used to say before, is you can say whatever you want about Alex Jones, even if he is controlled opposition. This is what I used to say, even if he was controlled opposition, I think it backfired because it woke a lot of people up, right?
Yeah.
Even if it was controlled opposition, that's what I would say for a long time. And it was a culmination of things that made me stop listening to Alex during the pandemic. A lot of it was the bootlicking, but a lot of it also started with Donald Trump. And the fact that Alex Jones was always the two-party paradigm guy. And then even when he got Trump on his show, he didn't really ask him anything, and Trump did not impress me at all. I mean, I was very curious. I did give Trump the benefit of the doubt because, I mean, no other person ever went on Alex Jones' channel. You know what I'm saying? Like other presidential candidate. You know, and I gave him a long time benefit of the doubt. Now that he's out of office... in my opinion, I mean, I don't know. I mean, so what's your take there? Why did Alex support Trump? What do you think of that? What do you think of Trump in general? I know there are some good things about Trump. I have my own opinions about Trump. What's your take on Trump and Alex Jones? And I mean, what's your take on that?
Don't forget, I don't have all the information. But there was like policies, like when Trump, like he practically rebuilt Michigan, for instance. And I was following the White House YouTube site with a passion with all the different lectures. Do you know, like when, because Trump was like, he was anti-abortion for starters. Which I'm in favor of because, you know, when they say a woman's right and all that, I think, well, what about what's you've done what you've did, maybe like considered the child inside. So it was like anti-abortion, which I agree with.
I was on Facebook the other day and someone was like, this girl was like, I support a woman's right to choose. I was like,
that's a phrase I was trying to remember.
I said, what if the baby was a woman? The chance to choose then, and they just didn't say anything after that. And abortion's one of those polarizing issues, but I couldn't shut my mouth on that one. I was like, what if the baby is a girl? Does she get to choose to live or not?
Yeah, what I say to people who are like pro-abortion is that if I could time travel, the person I'm talking to, and I could go back in time and terminate your life, because don't forget, like, part of the argument they don't even agree that it's a form of life up to a certain stage. So I say, all right, so if I accept like what you're saying, that it's not a form of life, so just say I go to the point in time where you considered yourself not to be a form of life. But when I'm talking to you now, if I could go back in time and stop that process that eventually created you, would you be quite happy about that? If I was to go back in time and destroy your potential?
Oh, even take it better. You know what? I love what you just said, because you opened up a whole new way of thinking for me. But to even make that better, you can say to that person, hey, imagine the person that you love most in the world. Maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband. You believe in abortion. Would you go back in time and murder that person? Oh, dude, me, that's great. I love you. You just equipped me with some verbal warfare that I did not have. So I'll be gladly stealing that and adding that to my tool belt. So I know you can't see me right now, but I'm taking off my snapback and bending forward and waving my hands in a circular motion and flailing them out to you in acknowledgement, because that's good. Yeah, that is good. That's some good stuff.
And thank you, because if somebody could just say, I believe there was a certain point during pregnancy, and by the way, I believe that as soon as that spark is created, that is a life. But that's besides the point. If I did believe up to 3 weeks or 4 weeks, five, six, seven, etc., that I wasn't actually by designation a life force, and somebody said, all right, well, it doesn't matter to you. Is it okay with you, Meep, if I go back in time and stop that now? And I'm thinking, well, no. You know, it could be.
Or even better. You're breathing too much oxygen, exhaling too much carbon dioxide right now. Do you mind if I shoot you in the face and take you off this planet?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just assisted suicide, right? I mean, you want to be green, right? We're going to go to some calls, but we got a few callers lined up. The number to call in is 512-248-8252. That number, once again, 512-248-8252, republicbroadcasting.org. You can check us out, 512-248-8252. Give us a call. We're going to go to calls, and we're going to start with my main man, Reb, who I call the bitch-ass coward, but we still give him freedom of speech. Even people, and we forgive and forget here, and I don't agree with Reb on a lot of stuff, but we're still going to give this guy a platform. We gave him 45 minutes the other night, too. Reb, welcome back. How is it out in beautiful Colorado? Have you tried some Torchy's queso yet?
No, I didn't look for any of that. But this is the Bubba Scout Rev report for the U.S. Pentagon 13 Bubba Scout Rev. We went on recon today, and we were looking for how to move troops up from Fort Carson, because we're in touch with OSC. We're going to be talking to them tomorrow. And we're seeing they're putting a lot of, like, barriers in the way down the towards the Palmer Divide, which is south of here, between here and Colorado Springs. So we had to figure moving arithmetic and putting divisions on each side of Interstate 25. We know how to get the main road blocked. We know how to move forward. See, we plan ahead so we can move things into the area before anyone knows it's coming, because we're just bringing the storm. And there's a lot of traffic out there, and they're building these UN scumbag buildings that don't belong in America. I think you've seen a multicolored designs. They're all over the world. You know, those weird-looking pastel-colored, goofy complexes to stick the third worlders in. And that's a problem. But we'll be able to bypass some of that and come up the right
side. Are you saying they're putting barricades on the road?
Oh, yeah. They're doing a lot of stuff like that. They're going to have, like these smart cities, and they're going to put them outside of a grid map or something where everything's surrounded. That's what they're planning, and they're cutting out. The food supply is dwindling, and the stores. I went in yesterday. Hey, where'd the stuff go? Empty cases. They're getting ready for something. We want to hit them first. We want to hit people. We're hitters. You know, I told you that just before you said it's rev time, I just punched something. Remember, I told you, yes, what are you doing in the morning yesterday?
What did you punch, Reb? What did you punch, you naughty guy?
It was just a board over in the corner that was looking at me wrong.
All right.
I knocked it over. We got a hit, because Bubba's a hitter. Ah, kid, Bubba plays football. She's like an offensive guard. She's very offensive, but she's an offensive guard, too. It's like, she's just too slow, and being over 40, old ladies, they don't move too quick.
Why am I starting to like Rev? What the hell's going on? Oh, my God. You're going.
I'm just telling you, Bubba's a foot. Like, you get on football team. I was in the picture in the old days in the football team because my head was in the back row. I didn't have a uniform because I'm just a stick, and I didn't get to play anyway because there's things wrong with the football team was crummy anyway, and they had to let me be the quarterback or I'll just walk away. My football.
Oh, Reb. You're going to have to send Mikey some pictures so we can put it in the show notes for tomorrow. Right. We're going to see you.
We'll get some pictures of us. That's coming up. I'm serious. We'll have to wear dark glasses.
You know my grandfather actually played at Notre Dame?
He did? He was dressed for the game?
He was the hunchback. All right, so Look, we got a couple minutes to go to break right here. Rev, hold on one sec. Summarize your points real quick because we're going to break. And if you have a question or a comment for our esteemed guest, my boy, Meeps.
Okay, well, but hang on. I got one more story about Bubba when
you come
back.
All right, hurry up. You want a break. Are you not hearing me? Hurry up.
Oh, okay. What we do is we had the football lineup, and Bubba knows when the, all of a sudden she's strong side guard and everything. She can't move, and she sees it's power toss, 60 right. That's her side, and she knows it's a play-action pass. All of a sudden, the linebacker, middle linebacker switches. He's over stacking on the tackle right in front of Bubba and to her right. And she's going, oh, crap. So she's got to beat the snap count because she knows what it is. So all of a sudden, she's got to do it sneaky. Can the line judge stop Bubba? Uh-oh, there's the flag. There's the whistle. Motion before the snap. Number 60 offense. 5-yard penalty. Still second down. But what she did was prevented a 20-yard sack or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I didn't even know they let play girls.
But you got.
I didn't know they let girls play football out in Texas. We're going to go to break. Rev, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. We're live here. It's the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. V is the host. He is watching on benevolently like Xerxes from his golden throne. And I'm running the show here. We got Theo. We got Meeps. We're going to take a break in a sec. But before we do, tonight's episode is brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Send me a friend request over there. Guess what, old creepy guys? You can't poke me on TLBTalk.com. Ha, that sucks. Sucks for you, old creepy guys. But you can post up some documents. You can join groups. You can have some uncensored freedom of speech. And this is not a right-wing echo chamber. This is not a left-wing echo chamber. Unfortunately, not a voluntarist anarcho-capitalist yet echo chamber. But pretty soon the whole world will be. So join us at tlbtalk.com. Join us on Android. Join us on Apple. Sign up with a browser. It's free. Send us a donation. And please support Republic Broadcasting. Republicbroadcasting.org. That's the website. You can find all of our podcasts, past cast, podcast, pat cast. I don't know. I'm not a freaking Gen Z. You can find all that stuff online. Find all of our great old episodes. Find all the predictions that V stated and came true. So here we got my main pimp, James, out in Vancouver, coming up on the other side of the break. We're going to take your calls to 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And stay tuned. We got more with our awesome guest, Meeps. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, hosted by B's laying back in the cut. It's your boy, Fake Mike, here with the real Mike on the boards, Theo, and our guest, Meeps. He's going to be playing a song for us real soon, but not yet. We've got some more stuff to talk about before we do. Theo put some interesting stuff here in the chat. I don't know, Theo, if you want to read that to us, you want me to read it, or to break it down. We're talking about vaccines.
Go ahead and read it, Will.
Alrighty, so scroll up here. Oh, too far. Let's go, Brandon, guys. Hold on. All right, here we go. This is what we got. Cells derived from elective abortions have been used since... Okay, now this is true. This, at least the first sentence I can confirm. I've covered mainstream studies about this. And then Theo's going to say they debunked this, but we'll see what Theo says. Cells derived from elective abortions have been used since the 1960s to manufacture vaccines, including current vaccines against rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis A, and shingles. They've also been used to make approved drugs against diseases including hemophilia, rheumatoid arthritis, cystic fibrosis. Now research groups are working to develop more than 130 vaccines against COVID-19. Blah, 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 blah. And what were you saying? Someone was debunking that?
I'm just trying to... because I closed down that link with the debunked theory.
Well,
blind,
so, and here we are.
Okay, I think this is the one.
Yeah, so this is from 2015. This is not the article that I covered. I've covered this article before. This is from NPR, Super Liberal Government. Research on fetal tissue draws renewed political scientific scrutiny. And the whole thing is, I covered an entire article that said, the whole thing was from NPR saying that it's not only, it's necessary. It's literally necessary that we use aborted fetal cells. And I'll keep looking after we get our guest take here. But it's necessary that they use these aborted fetal cells in science. And it's funny because a lot of some of the older things. Okay, so look. Okay, yeah. So that's the debunking. And I'm glad you brought this up, Theo. This is very important. And the debunking, and I haven't even read the link, but I already know what it's going to say in here. It says, do the COVID-19 vaccines contain aborted fetal cells? They're playing semantics. They're creating a straw man and defeating a straw man. No. I'll answer the question for you right now. No, they do not contain aborted fetal cells. However, they were procured and created with the use of aborted fetal cells. They're not in it, but they were created using that. So you see how they play with the word a little bit to say, do they have it in it? No. But at the same time, they also argue that it's necessary for all this. But back in the day, they didn't use aborted fetal cells for polio vaccines. And the polio vaccine only needed one shot. Still gave you AIDS, cancer, and all this other stuff. Not AIDS, but it gave you cancer. Gave you polio. But at least you didn't need 7 booster shots from Netanyahu. Right? So what do you make of this, the way they're playing these word games and the vaccines and the aborted fetal cells here, Meebs?
From what I can understand, and I'm definitely not an expert in this field, your friend that you was talking about a little while back maybe able to expand on this a bit more. If you go back, do you remember Pepsi? I don't know if you know, they wasn't the regular Pepsi. It might have been Pepsi Max or some variety of Pepsi. Before the mainstream search engines got so controlled, there was a lot of information about that kept like targeting Pepsi for sequencing baby fiat, the DNA.
Fetal cells.
Yeah, fetal. Thank you. Because of my condition, because I'm on the Asperger syndrome, now and again I completely get like gridlocked. And what they did was they looked at the DNA, the RNA structure under a microscope, and they basically copied it on a chemical basis. But you have to ask the question why they would be doing that in the first place, and why they would be doing that in the current vaccine rollout. But what I do know about the current vaccine rollout, from what I've heard related to COVID, is there's like some people who are privy to the information on the insert, but even some of these people who are privy to the information on the insert, there's like fields that are left out, the blank, and they're not letting you know specific ingredients. That's all I know. That's all I can remember at this time.
Now, let's get a little more into the future, because we got... This is an article that I've been waiting to cover, but just talking about CRISPR, gene editing, you've got artificial intelligence, you've got the vaccines, you've got the lockdowns, and then let's even throw the UFOs in there, or the UAPs, as I call them now. Now the government is saying UFOs exist. We're living in the future right now. But what the hell is going to happen? I mean, they're already gene editing babies. You got AI running stuff. What do you think the future is going to look like?
It depends whether they get their own way or not.
Well, what's the best case? What's the worst case? What's the middle case?
If they get their own way, but like delving into transhumanism, where whatever humanity we had left inside of us is going to be completely stripped away, and it's going to be some artificial construct that even like very, very, very remotely resembles humankind as it stands today.
Theo, what do you think about all of this? What do you think the future is going to look like? You're a pretty forward-thinking individual.
If you believe the tinfoil hat conspiracy nut jobs, that this secret cabal is secretly trying to depopulate the planet, and as they secretly carved in their granite stone obelisk monument, megalith monument they kind of erected in Georgia, they plan on murdering
Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, according to what they carved in stone, that they plan on literally extinguishing 7 billion people from this planet. I imagine the remaining 500 million will be suffering from some severe major trauma. There won't be anything human left in them. When you lose something, right? When you lose a partner, a child, a dog, you know, you lose a piece of you, right? Very few people can recover from the loss of something like that. And when humanity loses, Jesus, 7 billion people, can you imagine that devastation, what it would do to the people left behind? I mean, I don't want to be one of those people left behind. You know, I'm going to be in the front line. You know, I'm ready to go on the first wave. Come and get me. Yeah? I don't want to live in this future, dystopian future that they've got planned for us. We'll not live in that world. No way.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Meeps, but I always thought that this New World Order would be 20, 30 years off in the future. But we're in it now. And that's why I'm asking about the future, is because we're literally in the New World Order right now.
Yeah, well, I believe, me personally, I believe in a higher power, like the God of the Bible. I don't know what you people believe. But I do know, if you go back in time, there's like statements probably 20 years ago of Henry Kissinger, and also when he was next to George Bush Sr., when he goes, "At last, we've got a chance for a new world order." And it'd be because it was just after 9/11, I remember now, which came 9 months after a project for a new American century, if anyone knows that, what's that about.
That's right. We need a new and catalyzing event, like a new Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. But they were expecting the New World Order to materialize shortly after 9/11. Don't forget, like, the whole world revolves around commerce and trade, and
symbols.
And I know there was shock within their ranks. When I say their ranks, I'm talking about the elite ranks, as to why it hadn't happened, because they couldn't figure out why the world economy carried on when the World Trade Center had been completely destroyed. And that's why I believe in a higher power who is keeping these monsters in check. And he's going to hold them accountable. And that's why I was speaking before about something going on below the surface that is building up with such a ferocity of rage that these elites are going to be shocked at what's coming down the pipeline, because it's going to expose them for exactly what they are. They're going to be undermined for their dastardly, treacherous, monstrous deeds.
As they should be. And I believe karma is one of those laws of the universe that comes back. I'm definitely not a person that prescribes to any particular religious view, but I do believe that in a higher power myself also. Yeah. And, you know, it takes two of us. It takes the higher power. It takes that faith. It takes that love. And just the knowing that you are here for a reason, you are here for a purpose, and if you don't have one, you make your own purpose. And it's also doing what you're doing, being active, getting the word out there. It's a little bit of both. You can't just rely on God, but you can't just rely on yourself either. You need something bigger than yourself. You need a community. You need a society. And that's how we're going to do it. And people out there, it's really important to support the other people. If someone gets banned, support their channel. If someone starts a new channel, support their channel. If they turn out to be a loser, douchebag, racist afterwards, okay, then unfollow them and decry them. But in the meantime... In the meantime, we kind of got to stick together on all this. I mean, I don't know. That's what I think.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Because I can't prove the existence of God, but it doesn't even matter. I'm speaking about from my perspective. But the point is, you've got to treat people like gold, regardless of what they believe, whether they're in the esoteric community, whether they're in the other community related to Christendom and spirituality with all the different sects and branches, or whether they're like outright atheists, because the point is we're all under attack and we have to like be kind to each other, be loving to each other, and be very supportive to each other. Never demoralize people for their views, which you didn't on that last caller, and I respect that.
Oh, I have before. And so the thing is, I'm not perfect. And what you just told me right here reminds me of what my friend Elijah said on my live stream the other day. And the host of the show is somebody that has made it, I mean, I always knew it, but I never understood it until V kind of really broke it down to me. And that's, at the end of the day, it all comes down to brainwashing. It doesn't make a difference politics, this or that, economy, CIA, NSA. It's brainwashing.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you just spoke about right there is really true. It's how this is all created. It's how these people can get away with what they do. And... people like you, people like V, we try to flip the script and put the shoe on the other foot, and we try to use this stuff to our advantage. But people don't make these decisions based on logic. They make it based on emotion. And the brainwashing is really the malaise that we need to lift off of these people. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm sorry. You guys have to agree.
You're doing great, because I understand you perfectly, and I agree with you 100%. There's been times when, tracking back a little bit, when I've got into a heated debate with some of these people, and I've acted in a way where the next day I've been thinking, why on earth did I do that? You know, and
That's right. You reminded me. I got it. That's the point, Elijah. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
Carry on, because you've got...
I'm a reluctant leader. I'll let you get right back to it. But that's what he said to me. He's one of the smartest people I ever met. And he said it was about self-confidence. These people that are brainwashed, because they're brainwashed, but a lot of them have a problem with self-confidence. And this is what your point was, and this is the point that you're making, is we need to love them, and we need to build up their self-esteem. They can be Republican, they can be Democrat, but it really, at the end of the day, and it sounds so counterintuitive, because the revolution, you think it's going to be dope. You think you're going to be on the front lines yelling and screaming and punching people. But it really is building up people's confidence and self-esteem and loving other people. And it sucks, because we need better people than myself to do this, because I'm not always good at that. But that's what we always have to remember. We're all imperfect, but that's right. So I'm sorry to interrupt, because I lost my train of thought there.
That's fine. I'm glad you did, because it's like, people remind each other of what they were trying to say, so I get it. Do you know, if just say I was having a debate with you, and I presented my point of view, just say there was like a crowd of people in the background, and I the way I presented my information made you feel so worthless and utterly insignificant and small, and made you feel like you don't want to exist anymore, then I've done nothing, because I presented the correct data. But if there ever comes to a time in the future, whereas I presented that information to you in a very loving and caring way, then when that time comes for that person to wake up, they're going to reconsider what you've said, because you've said it in a very kind and caring way.
Meeps, you are amazing, and I'm not going to forget these words anytime soon. And you've refocused me. So I don't know if you need a minute or so to get prepared, but if you could take us out on one of your songs, that would be dope, man. That would be the perfect ending.
Well, I've got my guitar in front of me, and I always get feelings of trepidation when I'm going to do something live, because it's not just like pressing the play button on a media player. But I'm ready when you are.
Go ahead. We got your back, man. It's going to be awesome. Let it rip.
All right. The song's called Master Plan. I didn't realize when I created the title that the band Oasis did a song by exactly the same title. Maybe I subconsciously called it that, because I might have heard that phrase in my mind a long time ago. But it's really about social engineering and how we were born and what we came to be within this matrix that we're living in. I can't do the last verse because it explodes into like something very powerful, and there's an old lady living above me. So I will wake her up, or I'll do 9/10 of the song and end it very gently. If I sing too loud, is what I'm trying to say, I'll wake her up. She's called Linda. But here we go. Is the sound check all right on the volume on the guitar?
Sounds amazing. Keep it up.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I think of heaven. And I drift far away. There is a time and place where I can be at peace. When this master race is truly fast asleep. Inside I hide from the tears of this world. Light moves so gently, caressing ideas. I have a master plan that I can understand. You know, I recommend that you place it in your hand. When we were children, we'd walk in the meadow. In all sense, always the dream of a child. There came another time when you left those days behind, and you became so blind, and then you lost your mind. No sense, always repels wicked people. Past tracing ways are the days of a fool.
There is a time and place where you could be released, but this master race is really still asleep. Words are the essence of feelings inside. Autumn's child haven, those feelings run wild. It's hard to understand how one can be so cold. You better hurry now, because we're all just getting old. You need that master plan to help you understand. And don't you scurry now, or you'll sink in the sand. Sometimes when I'm alone, I think of heaven.
There you go, that was Master Plan.
Yo, that was dope, man. And it was very poignant. It's crazy the point you bring up. And that's how we're going to wake people up with music, where it was perfectly timed, too, by the end of the show. Guys, you can find him, Meeps, link in the description.
Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Kathy. Yes. Thank you.
I think he's our first live guest, live musical performance on the show. Congratulations. That was actually, I was, you know... I usually expect something that's just like, I don't know, garage, but you sound really good. You're the real deal. I mean, I like Bob Dylan and those guys too. Grew up with that stuff too. Sounds great.
I appreciate that.
Wow. All right, that's the end of the show, guys. this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man of the earth is king, so please educate yourself. Good night.
Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take your Red Pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.